Hello. Hello.
Hey, is this Deborah?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Deborah.
Hey.
Hey, you just this is Zach. You filled out a web form on my website about your property?
Yeah. It's in Concord, Virginia.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the location. We have a few properties off of Village Highway.
Oh, okay. Well, it was my dad's house and he passed away and he didn't have a will. So
Okay.
that's the problem. I've been living there ever since, but my brother doesn't want to sign the house over to me, although Daddy said he wanted me to have the house because
Yeah.
he had already gotten his inheritance. So rather than live there and have everything above my head, he can make me sell it at any time. I was thinking about going ahead and selling it for the right price.
How are you going to sell it if it's in, if you don't have the ability to?
Oh, I'm gonna have the ability because all he's looking for is money. So, if he signs his part and I sign my part, then it'll be a done deal.
Sure. So you're saying the house is, but so as it sits, is the house is in his name?
The house is in my dad's name. My dad's deceased.
Okay.
So the house belongs to me and my brother.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay. Have you talked with him? So no one's living in, well, you're living in there, you said, right?
I'm living in the house, yes. But he
What?
said he would not sign it for me to buy it. I was just gonna buy the house straight out, and he won't sell it. So
What were you gonna buy it for?
I was gonna live there.
Right. Well, I mean, was he gonna charge you something?
My brother had already gotten his inheritance.
Yeah.
He had gotten everything from my dad, his retirement and everything. My dad left me the house, but now that my dad's gone, my mom's gone, now he don't want to sign it because my dad, he died of COVID and he didn't get a will. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
So rather for me to
and I'm
live
sorry
there,
for your loss.
I'm gonna let you talk to my uncle. Hold on.
Okay, sure.
Hello.
Hey, how are you, sir?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good.
So,
And who am I
yeah,
speaking to?
this is Zach.
Who?
My name is Zach.
Okay.
Yeah, and Deborah had filled out a form on my website, and here we are talking.
Okay.
So I was asking her because she said she wanted to sell the house. If considering, that it's got to go through probate, we would be interested in it, as is because we know where the house is at. But we just need a little bit more information on like what y'all would want and the condition of the property.
Well, the house needs some work done to
Sure.
it. It's been run down a little bit. Both of them working hadn't been able to keep it up. But there is some work that's been done to it. The house, I think, has been appraised for $325,000, I think. But I think all they would like to get is that $275,000.
Yeah, I mean, hey, if you can get that offer, then get it. An
Yeah.
appraisal is, that's based on the value of the houses around it. And I mean, let's just say we were even able to come to some type of agreement. I mean, is the brother definitely gonna sign?
Well, that's got to work, but I think it will because all he's interested in is getting some money. I mean, I was going to pay the house off. If
How
most of
much
them agree,
is left on the mortgage?
I think it's like 193,000, 181,000. So I was going to buy the house from them and then allow Debbie and her husband to stay there rent free.
Sure.
But then once Debbie approached her brother about giving the house to her, he said he would at first, and then 2-3 days later he changed his mind and, you know, felt like he ought to be getting some money out of it. So I'm not going to give him anything.
Sure.
But, you know, this has always been a thorn in their side between the two of them, and it's showing anger between Debbie and her husband. So I suggested the best thing to do was just sell it and walk away from it. Get what you can out of it, pay the house off, put what is left, buy another place, and start living like you're supposed to.
Sure. So have you guys been to probate or anything to get, you know, the necessary steps of the house? How long ago did her father, the father, pass?
About 3 years ago now.
Has the mortgage been paid on it in 3 years?
I think she's behind on it now. About 3-4 months behind. And they're looking at maybe foreclosing on it. But I told her this is something, you know, if you want to do it, you ought to do it pretty quick. You know, try to sell it where you get something out of it rather than let the bank have it back.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, you know, we can work, you know, we can work together. We're familiar with the area. We know where the house is at. But, you know, obviously, you know, brother has to, you know, be in, you know, involved in this because, you know, it's not just a one-way street here.
Yeah. Did you want to call him and talk to him?
I don't mind.
All right. You know the number? Yeah, hold on. She got to look it up.
There's someone around here. Hold on. They buy houses. Hold on. I got to find his number. Okay, it's 434 300 9009.
Now, do you think that it would be good for you to talk to him before, you know, before I call him? Just to, I mean, are y'all on a talking basis? Do y'all talk?
Actually, he has blocked me where I can't even contact him. But if it's money involved, I'm sure he will call me.
Okay, so it's 434. I'm sorry. Repeat it one more time.
Hold on.
434-300-9009. Okay.
Just tell him I had talked to you and, you know, you were interested and maybe we could come to some kind of decision. Because I'm sure if there's money involved, he'll be willing to talk.
Okay.
All right.
All right. That sounds good. And so you just want to make, if I'm hearing you correctly, you just want to get something out of this so the bank doesn't take it over, left with nothing.
Well, it's not that I just want something. I want a fair price.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I know you go come in there and you go do upgrading and all that stuff, but that's what you're going to be doing. That shouldn't be on me. What's your name?
My name's Zach.
Zach what?
Zach Weatherspoon.
Weathersmooth?
Weatherspoon.
Oh, Weatherspoon.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
All right. That's what we're looking for, because I'm going to have to find me somewhere else to go. So.
Okay, where are
it
you?
Has a big.
Out?
I'm going to be looking for a home.
Well, where at?
I want it in Concord area.
Okay. And how are you looking to spend on it?
If I want to be closer to my uncle, he lives in Concord, in the center of Concord, where Sheets is. that's where I would like to be, near here.
Okay.
As far as how much I spent on it, we haven't really come up with a price yet. It depends on what you give us, and it depends on what's left and everything else. But yes, I just know my brother. I know what he's going to want. So just see what you can do, and maybe everything might work out.